This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Canada. Hey, you're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available to you on the entire fucking internet. You're so fucking welcome. And this particular episode is brought to you by Democracis. Democracis in action. I'm Anu Agapian, and I'm here with someone who tried to rig the election. She tried to pull the pad. She tried to change the coverage, but I said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's Oscar Montoya.
You're the beacon of hope. You're the voice of democracy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Cute.
You tried to collude. You tried to collude because you wanted us to cover Queen of the Universe.
Well, let's read those emails for a second, girl. Let's read these emails for a second, okay?
No, that has nothing to do.
Let's read these emails, okay? What's your password? What's your
69
password?
69
jizz. I love big dick. 42069.
You know, okay. I heard a disgusting story about a stranger. I'll just say it's a stranger. I don't know if
go
I
ahead,
should say
girl.
This.
No, go ahead, say it.
Oh God, this is really disgusting.
You brought it up. Okay, bring it out in the
and
open,
then
girl.
They were like, they knew someone who like had a jizz shoebox in their room. And then they were like, this is where I hid my jizz.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Okay. What did this quote unquote stranger say to you?
Oh my God.
Because we all know it's you, bitch.
So I was like, I mean. No, apparently what I heard was that, like, it was whatever, their disgusting teenage secret, but then, like, ants found it.
Of course ants are going to get to it.
So these little cum-hungry anties.
Listen,
found
ants
it
love
and
cum.
They, went,
they love the jizz, honey.
I didn't know ants were such cum sluts. I didn't know.
I know that because I read a story on Reddit.
Nuh-uh.
Where somebody came into a plant. Why are these people coming into shit that nobody, you should not be coming into plants at all.
That's disgusting.
Came on a plant and then all of these ants and bugs like grew around there and it became like this, like it was just full of bugs.
The only kind of plant that should get cum in is blue hydrangea, the drag queen. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that is an appropriate plant to cum in. Canon. Okay. Have you seen Queen of the Universe yet, by the way? We'll do our quick drag minute.
I actually just saw it last night, yes. Did you see it?
I didn't finish the second episode, but I started watching it.
Because that
funny.
Is where the gag really happens, girl, in the second episode.
Oh, woo! I think it may have been spoiled for me, but I'll be
Are
innocent.
You living, though?
It's pretty funny. Like, it's
but are
pretty,
you into these kind of shows? You don't seem the type to be into these like singing competition shows.
I'm not, but I think that's why I'm enjoying it because I'm coming in with nothing and I'm just like, oh, that's kind of fun. And why is the cash prize $250K?
Girl, it's so bogus.
What?
It's a lot of money.
What about Drag Race though?
Yeah, I mean, what about Drag Race?
And
they
why
said,
was
Jujubee's
performance so bad? It was not good.
Blink, 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 blink.
Okay.
Well, because here's the thing. Because this is what I asked a friend. If you had to nominate a queen from the Drag Race franchise to compete in Queen of the Universe, who would you submit?
Ironically now, Cynthia Kiss.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's exactly who I would nominate.
She sounded amazing.
And Jujubee, honestly, is not even in my top like four.
Ooh. Also, though, let's be real. She may. If she signed a spooky little contract from World of Wonder,
ooh,
she may be obligated to be there. Honestly.
What are you saying? Rigam Morris?
I'm just saying they might be like, oh, you sign a contract that says, if we ask you to come back for a show, you have to come back for a show. That's the long and short of it.
She should be so exhausted. Isn't she doing international All-Stars too?
Allegedly, but who knows? Because, you know, there's sometimes the casting's wrong. Okay, sure. Also, more drag minutes. How are we feeling? The announcement.
I mean, we're about to make history. The first cisgendered straight man in the competition, honey.
Brave!
How do we feel about that? I mean, maybe we'll get to it when we covered the Meet the Queens.
I know. I think we got to say just a little bit. You know what? I think, okay, bottom line, I'll say more, but my bottom line sentence is she won't win.
Ooh.
So why does it matter? She's not going to win.
You said she's just there for set dressing?
Girl, okay. She's there to tell a story on the television.
Wow. Okay.
That's it. That's
okay.
It. Like, so I do, you know what? I will say this. Their drag is innocent until proven guilty. So I just want to see what they offer. I want to come in with a blank slate.
Yeah, fair. I mean, I think there is something, you know, drag is truly for everybody and everyone can do drag.
Mm-hmm.
I think as someone who claims to be a cisgendered straight man, like, I don't know, the word straight is so like, is anyone really straight anymore? Like, are we kidding?
That's
like, girl, really?
I do really kind of wish they were like, it's none of my business, but it does feel like, oh, I mean, you're queer though. Like queer.
But you're in the queer spaces, you're doing a queer thing, like drag, like, okay, so if you're only attracted to women, even that feels a little like really prehistoric to me, like very Flintstones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to acknowledge like you're in queer spaces, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make you a little queer. I mean,
from
I'm not here
Meet
to like
the Queens. I saw it. Mm-hmm. It felt like they were going to be respectful because, like, even in the Meet the Queens,
oh, I certainly hope so.
They were like, oh, right, this is what drag needs, right? A straight guy, right? Like, they had a sense of humor about it. Okay. It seems so.
Because like with Scaredy Cat from UK1, UK1,
right?
She was also like, I am not gay. Uh-huh. But there was a queerness to Scaredy Cat that I was like, okay, but you're not straight. You never said that you were straight ever. You know,
sure.
You could be queer.
I mean, look, Maddie Morphosis's look was good. The promo look was.
Oh, you were living for that.
I thought it was good. But what we should also be giving space to are the two out trans queens.
Thank you. And I think that's the big thing is that, like, we're talking a lot about the strips again.
We're
how very straight culture.
Well, you know, it's the news, right? I mean, the news don't talk about cookie shops no more. They talk about truck explosions.
Wait, what is that a reference to?
That's nothing. It's a reference to the they don't talk about new cookie stores opening on the news. They talk about a hospital
that
burned down.
Wait, is that a real thing
down.
Or is that like a turn of phrase?
Girl, I'm talking about fluff pieces. It is not a turn of phrase.
Why a cookie store?
Some people spent their years reading books. I spent my years turning looks. You want me to go again?
You dodged that.
Do you want me to go again?
I mean, that was the clunkiest evasion ever.
I'm saying a fluff piece. If, like, do you understand what a fluff piece is?
I know. Well, you could have just said
a local news
piece. You could have just said fluff piece.
Well, I'm sorry that my language is too descriptive.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Catch up, bitch. Okay.
I don't want to. Not in this race.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You definitely haven't read a book, and you definitely ain't turning looks, okay? So what do you offer?
Personality.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, we'll see how this shakes out.
Yeah,
I love cornbread.
There's cornbread is my front runner.
Love cornbread. Cornbread's
for me, anyway.
Great. I've seen her perform.
We'll see
We've both
happens.
Seen her perform, and she's fantastic.
Yes, very that, very that.
And
so we'll see.
The other
Willow
gorgeous
Pill, I really like too.
I'm pretty excited. I didn't see anyone and went, I didn't think anyone was a PU. The other trans queen's name, she is also gaggy and stunning and funny. Oh God, I forgot her name, but she's really funny to me. Especially when she said,
I haven't seen the Queens yet.
It's funny. It's funny. She said, my type is Jafar, which is what I used to look like. And I was like, work. You better fucking work. I love it. Okay, work. Well, should we? Okay, so here's the tea. Y'all voted. We're talking Canada's Drag Race.
Yeah, we're done with UK 3. It's over.
Case closed. Case closed, and it unfortunately will go down in history as the least good UK season. Unfortunately, but that's.
You think it was better? You think it was worse than UK 1?
Absolutely. Are you high? You think 3? You're just stirring shit. You don't even believe this. You're just...
You'll never catch me, little boy.
Oh my God. Not Fucky the Leprechaun.
No, I'm quoting Rumpelstiltskin, which was a movie in 1995.
What is that from? I can't possibly contribute to the conversation because I don't know what that's from.
You might be turning looks and or reading books, but I'm watching horror movies from the 90s, okay?
Fuck. Okay. Yeah, you don't even mean that. You're just causing calamity. Anyway. Cynthia's gone from the Canada's Drag Race, and Kendall won the challenge just passed. And if you're wondering why we're a week behind, it's because we're trying to time it out so that we can
Why are we going to be consistently a week behind, Mono? Care to explain that to us?
I would like to explain that. That's because we've been in touch with the doctor, and the doctor said, if we do it this way, we'll be ready for season 14 when it comes out in time. And I won't be vamping like I was for UK, where I was like, this week, the best top moments of the two seasons of Drag Race. That's why, Oscar.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
Just making sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, check your lipstick before you... come for thee, okay?
Bitch, you ain't even wearing lipstick. What you got on? Dry ass chap lips.
Ooh! Can I borrow some chap lip?
Flavor of Love too. You want some lip chap?
Lip chap. I offered her my lip chap. That. Okay. Cynthia's gone. Safari, what a queen.
And we stand.
We stand. So Kendall won the last week's challenge. We're back in the room. We're having some kikis.
Yeah.
Congrats to Isis, who just won another bull runway challenge.
I mean, speak about somebody who is churning looks, stunting pretty. Isis got the aesthetic game on lock.
She's the bitch from insert Canadian city. I mean,
yeah, where in Canada is she from?
I don't. Let me look. Let me see. Isis Couture.
Yeah, what does the doctor say?
The doctor says you have an open invitation to come back to Drag Race season 28. Let's see. Where the fuck is she from? This isn't important. This is not important.
She's from the same place Kimora Moore is. Or, no.
Yes, she is from Ottawa. Ottawa, Ontario. Ottawa,
okay.
Yeah, in the Canada. She's who I want to win. She's my fave to win.
She's not my winner. She's not my winner. But she's gonna win.
Who is your winner right
Pythia,
now?
Pythia, girl. Like, is that even a question?
You know, I love Pythia. I'm a big fan, but shocked, especially this week, where she's like, she's like, I don't know jokes. I'm like, I've seen you.
She does. She's just not confident.
We've
talked about this in the podcast before, Mono. She is a good writer. Because she did, I mean, not to get ahead of ourselves, but she knew how to write the jokes. She just couldn't deliver them.
Girl,
so she gets comedy. She's just not an actor.
Do you know what I mean?
She's just not an actor. It's fine.
I just was surprised because, like, She's so, yeah. It's that thing where like, okay, here's the truth. RuPaul says this about people even when it's not true. Uh-huh. But in this case, it's actually true.
What are you going to say, girl?
She truly had the ability to do well in this challenge.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, you know what she mean? Did. I mean, if Snatch Game was an example, the bitch is funny. She is funny.
She is funny. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, pheromone.
But I think she got intimidated by, like, first of all, the roast can be intimidating because it is, like, you do have to be mean to the other queen. So maybe yeah. Pythia was struggling with that. And also trying to appease other people's sense of humor, too. Like, I can get in that way. Like, I'm a weirdo. Like, I make myself laugh all the time. But, bitch, I can't make anybody else laugh. They look at me like I'm insane
True.
When I do jokes. And Monica True. Can attest to that.
True.
And so
you'll I never be performer. yeah, no, I trust me. I do the same. We've both been in that place where yeah. like we're literally talking each other out of a dark hole of self-hatred. And yeah. it comes out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Yep.
Out of nowhere. So I get that. I do get that. But yeah, she had, unlike what I'm saying, there are some queens where they're like, you had the stuff. And I'm like, guys, we're lying. They yeah. didn't have the stuff. Kamora yeah. Black did not have the stuff. Ooh. I'm sorry. Like for like that, I don't know why I'm thinking of that particular challenge, but like from what we saw of Kamora Black, I'm like, you won't, we can't coach.
Wait, Kamora Black or Kamora Moore?
No, I meant Kamora Black. I'm talking about Kamora Black. I don't know why I'm talking about Kamora Black. I'm like, Kamora Black, you did not have what it took to read a cue card as an animal in a compelling, interesting way. I don't know why, but you didn't have it. There's nothing. If you can't do that, there's nothing I can teach you.
I mean, this
you.
Is not the last we've seen from Kamora Black. We will
Honestly,
see her again.
Oh, and I will say,
sure.
saw her perform live. Incredible. She was
wow,
incredible
really?
Live.
Where
she
did
really
you see
was.
Her perform?
Executive Suite in Long Beach. She did Buttons, and she did.
You Pussycat love dolls, those Pussycat dolls.
I love Buttons.
Did
and
she
if you
give
want
you
more
the
Buttons
Pussycat
coverage,
doll experience?
She did.
Okay, better work.
She
okay.
she's a good performer.
Listen, here's what I'll say because I was having this conversation with a couple of people the other day about the show. And specifically, they were talking about Canada Drag Race because I don't know about you, but I'm having a really good time watching Canada's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I really love it. And I do think that because they were coming at me with a lot of heat. They were saying like, you know, they're it's sort of like this like ragtag group of girls. Like no one's a real star. No one's got a full pack, the full package. And that was my first takeaway, too. When I watched the first episode, I was like, there's something missing from each one of these girls. None of mm-hmm. these feel like a fully realized, like, star yet in my eyes. But for me, I love watching their transformation. Like, the fact that I'm like, I don't really know. Like, anybody could sort of win at this point. Like, anyone's pretty much got it. Like, and they're all sort of missing a big chunk. Like, even Isis, who I think is going to win this season, is missing something for me. Pythia, who I love, is still missing something from me.
I kind of like that. And like, it doesn't.
Me too.
It doesn't. I'm not saying they're less polished, but it does remind me of earlier seasons where it was a little bit, I mean, in a good way, romper room, where it was just like, we're kind of experimenting. We are artists. We're taking risks. We miss the mark sometimes. I'm here for it. It does feel like a big queer sleepover where
it
just
does, yeah.
one bitch gets killed every night. But I like that vibe. I don't know.
I think we're just so used to that like Drag Race where there's like two or three like top contenders and then everyone else is just filler. Like this one feels like a room of sort not fillers, but like sort of like I think this is what the show is for. It's like, yeah,
I mean,
we want to see them grow
have
and
been
experiment.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, their runways are very exciting to me.
The runways have been amazing. But yeah, mm-hmm. I will say, and this episode proved it, no one with comedy chops.
No, no one's got it. No one's funny this season. No one's funny.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Was there an earlier queen that you think had the funny that we lost a little too soon?
Let's see, who went home this season? Had Eve, we had Beth.
Your second favorite?
That feels like you're attacking.
Suki Doll.
Feels like Suki Doll, Stephanie Prince. Kimora Moore now, who proves
Oops.
She... You know, okay, we have to talk more because we have to get into this episode because there's too much to say. I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't a super duper duper funny. And you know what's funny though? This cast is there's a lot of funny by accidents, which yes. I don't hate. Because yes. that is also like, Drag Race canon.
Oceane. Could you imagine her doing this roast? Black.
Yeah.
I would live. I would live if I saw her just sort of do a roast.
But
I want to see her.
It could go either
it.
Way for her. She could do great or she could do really bad.
I think she would do great. But even if it's the question is she going to be great on purpose or by accident? And that's right. what I'm here for.
Can I say one accidentally funny moment that I loved in this episode was Gia screaming, "Who wants to have a slumber party?"
Oh, no, girl. No.
Oh, no one? Okay. Okay. Never mind. Like moment. Yeah. Was really funny. Like, where it's like,
but the rest, girl,
no one is paying attention to her. And she just goes, oh, no one, okay.
But she broke character. She broke character in that moment. She wasn't Gia. She was like her boy self being like, oh, okay, fuck me.
Yeah. That, I was like, more of these Alyssa Edwards moments where you're like, this is not presented as comedy. It's just great.
I know.
And Pythia's a little mad that Isis won in underwear. How do you feel?
I know she couldn't.
She's salty.
She's salty. There's a rivalry there that I'm excited. It has to pan out at the end for the finale. It'll be between Pythia and Isis. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see. I'm glad that the producers were like, let's drop some seeds
Interesting.
Because those are the two look queens of the season. You know.
Speaking of seeds, silence.
What?
I feel like coming in a box.
I knew it was you.
It's my friend. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. We're back. We're here. We're chit-chatting. We need to talk about this mini challenge before we get into the roast. The mini challenge is fashion police. Get it? Nia, get it? Isn't that funny? Brad Goreski shows them pictures of, you know, themselves from the season, and they get to say bitchy things about it. What do you think?
Boring.
It really could have been funnier.
They're not funny. They're like endearing and very sweet, but none of them is. I think like Kendall, I think might be the funniest, but like I don't feel comfortable saying that Kendall is a funny queen.
Yeah, like I was impressed by Kendall multiple times this episode, but I was like, the tension. You could feel every one of these queens like necks tightened when it was like, okay, just be Gabby, say something funny, talk about the look. They were so tight and uncomfortable. But I was like,
it was weird. It was so awkward. I don't know. It was like, okay, whatever. This is no one's really gonna blow it out the water, and no one really did. So
it's weird that I'm like, just say stuff like the stuff you're seeing on screen. You know what I mean? I know that sounds crazy, but it's like,
yeah, like be a like a friend like that watches Drag Race at home. Like
exactly.
Just, yeah. Like, be like us.
Be like us. When you see a shitty church look, be like, I don't know who she's praying to, but it's not Jesus. You know what
okay,
I
mean? Like, that's actually funny.
Thank you. But I'm saying like, it's like, I don't know. We're Gabby cunts. So what do we know? And this.
I went to school with Gabby cunt.
Oh my God. How's her baby?
She was actually really nice.
Yeah.
It's oh a misnomer. God. Yeah.
I went to school with a girl. This is true. Named Abigail Wunsch.
How do you spell that last name?
W-U-N-C-H.
Yeah.
Wunsch.
Wunsch.
It was
Wunsch
great.
Is Wunsch. The loneliest number.
Ew. 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 Oh my God. Fashion police. Listen, Kimora is squawking at the camera. I will say Kimora.
Oh, sticking with the bird theme, I see.
Kimora.
Yeah, let's talk about Kimora.
Kimora is really, man, this episode, she really.
Defend your girl. You loved her so much.
I never said that.
She was your favorite to win. Roll the tape. Roll the tape. It's on Instagram Live. Roll the tape.
Oh, the bitch thinks podcasts are on tape. Oh, that's sad.
Oh. I listened to it on my 8-track. What are you talking about?
I just think, like, I always was like, here she comes. Here she's coming. She's revving up. And she sure did not. She really fell flat on her face in this episode.
There is nothing. She's not. She's fun, but not funny.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Like, there are fun people that we know that are not funny.
That's true.
And Kimora Moore is one of those people. She's fun. She's very fun. She delivers things like you think they're funny, but then when you actually listen to them, you're like, that wasn't funny at all.
That was, and which surprised me, which we'll get to in the roast, because I was like, the jokes weren't awful. It just wasn't presented in a fun way.
Well, because what happened with Kimora Moore is that she took the fun out of her whole vibe.
That's what's so weird to me.
She wasn't fun at all. She was like literally so like dead serious.
That was
which
weird.
It was her interpretation of giving levels, but the range, girl, limited.
Well, let's also be real about something with her, which I think we're noticing and it really comes across in this episode. She is protecting herself to such a severe degree. Like, she is not letting anybody in. Her wall is up. And I mean, even when we're talking about her confessionals, like her confessionals, at first I was like, oh, you know, she's key having fun. But it is on the level of a season 6 Laganja where it's like,
girl, stole the words right out of my mouth.
Because really?
I said, if I was a judge on the show, I would reference Laganja Estranja because Kimora Moore's way of speaking is very affected. She has an affectated sort of speech.
Bah, 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 oh, bah, bah.
Like I said, day one, she saw an episode of Pose, saw Billy Porter, and was like, I want to do that. That's going to be my whole personality.
Damn.
Did I not say that?
You're dark-sided.
Did I not say that?
Yes, but I wanted to give her a chance, and you just knew.
And you gave her various chances, and the judges gave her so many chances.
They really did.
But the fact remains, Kimora Moore was locked tighter than...
What? Your chastity belt? What?
I was going to say my butthole, but,
What?
But, you know, she was
tighter than the clench you have on that damn wallet, you cheat bastard? You fucking... Yes, motherfucker. You should have seen when we were going out
now
to lunch.
Now that's a roast. Now that's a roast.
He was like, McDonald's? Who wants McDonald's? Anyone okay, should we go to
not,
McDonald's?
Now it's just fiction. Now you're just saying fiction now.
I don't know. You're just saying fiction. I don't know. Do you fuck with McD? Do you fuck with?
I don't really fuck with McD at all.
I think it's pretty disgusting.
If I'm fucking with anything, I'm fucking with a Jollibee. That's what I'm fucking with.
Wow. I've never been to one. Never been. There's one near my house.
You better shut the fuck up and go home. You better just go fucking home, bitch.
Okay.
Stop
fine.
The tape. Stop the tape. Yeah, stop the cassette tape because we're recording this on via cassette. You need to go.
Oh, my God.
You've been eliminated from the competition.
Please put me out of my misery.
Manu Agapian.
There's one in L.A.
Miss Taco Bell Supreme has never been to a Jollibee?
No, I haven't been. What? Racist?
That's offensive.
Problematic?
No. Yes.
Cancelable?
It's actually heterosexual.
Ew! Yeah. Ew, well, I think it's time.
Not going to Jollibee is straight culture, and that's disgusting, Manu. I'm ashamed of you.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, like, that Jollibees were, like, the ballrooms of fast food places.
That's where all the gays go, honey, Jollibee. Did Stephanie Prince not tell us when she walked in the workroom dressed as a Jollibee mascot?
Fuck. So, wait, what else? Whatever. ISIS can't commit. That's her ongoing thing.
Maybe that's what it is. She's not fully committed to.
She can't
except on the runway. She's not fully committed anywhere else. But
yeah.
Actually, I have to eat my words because this episode really churned.
I thought she should have won.
This, yeah, but she didn't. She didn't play by the rules, girl. So
I think that's
very fair.
I think that's stupid.
No, girl. No. Did you not hear the producer scream at ISIS?
The rules are make us laugh. Make us laugh. And she did that.
No, that's not the rules. The rules are, this is a roast of Brooklyn Heights. Where were the jokes?
Don't you feel like, though, it could have been some production magic there, though? Just being like, just some production nonsense. Being like, oh, let's throw this in there just to make her look like she did bad.
Wait, Manu. You can't possibly be insinuating that the producers wanted Kendall Jenner to win a challenge so she could finally have a challenge win under her belt. So they threw the really good one on a DQ. You can't possibly be saying that.
Rue, never. yeah.
I mean, same, but you know, it's like, yeah, she was the only funny queen that like really felt like a pro. She felt like a pro.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was having the
but
best
I'm saying,
time.
Though, ISIS won. Like
ISIS
her
won.
Jokes
ISIS won.
Were better. And honestly, what also impressed me, the types of jokes she had
yes.
varied greatly.
Absolutely.
Including one
pro,
which is
absolute pro.
Pro. The one which I think is the hardest to pull off, which is what I call, you know, like a reiterate joke where you're like, the name of your book is, what's the name of this fucking
right.
book? Like
Born to be Brad. Yeah.
You wrote a book and you said to yourself, I am born to be Brad.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't sell it the way ISIS did, but yes, it's funnier when ISIS said it. You have to believe. If you haven't watched the episode, it was funny when ISIS said it.
You know what? I have to give props to you, Baba. I have to give props to her. It was funnier.
It was very funny.
It was very funny. And that's a hard joke to sell.
But you saw her take big swings. She took big swings, took big ass chances.
She was like having fun, like she was drunk up there. Like she's like,
and like also being like the fucking drag queen she needs to be, like cocky. She's like, oh, I'm good at this. You know what I mean?
I actually like that. I really like that.
I liked it too. I liked it too. But you know, she wasn't as funny as Kendall Jenner.
And why did they cut Kimora Amor's Greek yogurt joke? Because that was a funny joke.
There's
no
really
way she didn't. She performed. Like, there's no way she didn't say that on the day. She definitely said that on the day. They were like, let's just kind of
must have. It's
cut
a strong
that
joke.
Out. Strong joke. It's a good joke. So Greek. Yeah. What'd you say? You so Greek? You bleed yogurt?
Shits yogurt.
Shits yogurt.
Something yogurt.
It's good. It's good. It's a good joke. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk.
Was
about
that offensive for you as a Greek person? Were you offended?
Honestly, you've attacked me so harshly that I was prepared for that. Like, honestly, you know, like, thanks for making me a fighter. You know, and I guess that's what I would say.
Okay, Christina.
Makes me.
Okay, X-Tina.
X-T. Tina. Okay, Adriana, let's talk about Adriana because...
Oh, baby. Oh, God.
She could have been in the bottom. She probably...
No, don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare. No, she didn't deserve to be in the bottom. No, no, no. Because she was... Listen, the thing that I... The thing that I'll say is that Adriana... Okay.
What?
Here's something everybody needs to remember about Adriana. Is that English is her what? Third language.
Uh-huh.
Spanish is her first, then French, and then English.
Okay.
And so in terms of like getting the jokes, writing the jokes, she wasn't the best at it. Because it is, it's not ESL girl, it's ETL, you know?
Yeah. And joke writing is incredibly specific in every language. And
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think also the judges couldn't help Adriana at all. They sort of let her be like, okay, you're weird. Bye, the end. Whereas I think they sort of held Gia's hand a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really helped and fine-tuned Gia in a way that they did not with Adriana. And that's why I think Gia should have been in the bottom.
But you think Gia was fine-tuned? Because
despite, if you can believe it, yeah.
Wow.
But I don't think Gia listened to them. I don't think Gia listened to what the judges said.
No, that felt like therapy. She was just, I mean, literally, she was just.
I don't know what that was.
It literally felt like when you see like a preacher, like a street preacher who's like, Jesus is coming. The kingdom. It literally to me was about as sensical as that.
Okay, I told you not to bring up my past.
Okay. It was ranting and raving. It was not good.
It was weird. It was just weird. It was weird.
And I was like, maybe do a character then. Because I mean, like, you know, her Jim Carrey was so good.
You want her to keep doing Jim Carrey?
Her Jim Carrey was so
You wanted to see her do
funny.
Man on the Moon and The Roast. That's
God, that was
see.
Really funny. I'm glad she was safe for that. but like maybe do a character then instead, right? I mean, you can be like a Nina Bonina Brown and you know, do a character as
it's all
a
about
grandma
hitting the assignment.
Or something.
It's all about hitting the assignment, and I don't think Gia hit the assignment at all. It's, again, need I remind you, it's a roast of Brooklyn Heights. She didn't even roast herself. She mm-hmm. just gassed herself up like it's a diss track or like a bitch track or something. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's not the space for that yet, Gia. No. She just, like, missed the assignment entirely.
Yeah, totally. Wait, who do you think is a worse drag queen? Who's worse at acting challenges? Okay. Nina Bonina Brown.
Oh, God. What's she going to say, girl?
I guess I was trying to think there's another queen that I was just
She's
laughing about. Okay, She's Nina Bonina Brown, or I don't want to say Tamisha Iman because I immediately think Tamisha Iman was better.
Careful. Careful, girl. She is
coming for
all
you.
Of us. For all of us.
I was just thinking about the... When Nina Bonina Brown in a challenge is just like, we're the cool kids in school. Do you remember that moment in Beverly Hills 90210?
Yes, absolutely. But let me ask you this. Who is the better actress?
Who?
Madame LaQueer.
Ha!
Or Jasmine Masters?
Okay, that literally who was going to say Nina or Jasmine. Okay, let's talk about Madame or Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say... This is an impossible question. This is a
listeners. Let me know who would win in the acting challenge between Jasmine and Madame LaQueer.
Actually, I think Jasmine
would win.
Here's the problem.
You think Jasmine Masters is a better actress than Madame LaQueer?
Here's what I'm saying. Jasmine wants to improve. She's a little bit more aware that what she's doing isn't great. Like when she's saying, "I'm the head prima donna, LaKeisha." Kiana, she knows she's not killing it. Whereas Madame LaQueer is going, I accidentally spilled my sticky beaver.
But you think that makes her a better actor than?
I would say Madame self-awareness.
For that reason, I would give the win to Madame LaQueer.
Interesting, because she can fall into the fantasy because she's not in touch with reality.
Exactly.
Okay. This is tough. This is too tough.
I mean, you know what? Let the listeners decide.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
is a better actor, Jasmine Masters?
Talk to us.
Go.
So Adriana, okay, whatever. I just think they didn't give what from what we saw. They didn't give them good advice. Like literally, not they a, need to like, not
no
at
advice
all.
At all. At all. Not even a little bit.
Because with Adriana, they can be like, okay, there's a way to do the thing you want to do. Like she was trying to do like these acting out moments, and there's a way to do that. They didn't help her. They weren't like, oh, make sure there's a setup and punchline and then show no. the physical act out. Like
they didn't.
That would fix or, you know, help her Dracula joke work, because like that could work. But
they
like,
left her too dry.
They sure did. They sure damn did.
A stunt was being pulled and I didn't like it.
The roast is always a stunt. The roast, it's so easy to make anyone look like an asshole. Because when do you get to perform a roast? Like, when do you get to refine that skill? I don't know. I don't know.
When you're a Rue girl already?
Right? Okay. So, okay. I'm going to pull up the roast just to make sure if there's anything else we missed. I don't know if there's... Talk to me. What did we miss?
Overall, were you satisfied with this roast?
No.
Did it keep you fed?
Absolute. Girl, this roast was thawed, and nary a flame touched this roast.
This was a miss for me. This roast overall was just a big old miss.
It was a miss. There was maybe 2 to 3 jokes where I was like, okay, that's a joke.
Yeah, I guess so, but... You're being very kind right now. I think I was expecting not a lot, but what I got was oof, a refund, honey. Yeah. Can I speak to the chef, please? This roast is not cooked.
It really was a honey quake tam. It was not good. Yeah, it was not good. It was pretty rough. I was surprised. Like we already said, Bethia did really bad. The classic mistake she made was like kind of laughing while you're delivering jokes.
I know. Eek.
We've seen Naomi Smalls do it. Where you're just kind of like, ah, it's like, oh no, don't do it. Yeah, I guess that's the long and short of this. I wanted Kimora to do better because her material was not that bad.
It wasn't, but again, she took... I mean, that wasn't Kimora Moore speaking at all. That was like some other weird, mean person. She was trying really hard to be mean, and it came across as just that mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she was sweeter about it, maybe she would have been saved, but no.
And that brings up, we could talk about the untalked moment now. Like, clearly, what happened where she was like, I'm going home. Like,
what? Going home.
Yeah. I'm so glad you asked that question. I think I should go home tonight. What made her pull the old Chanel de la Creme?
I mean, I think she was like very honest with herself, and she saw the girls around her and was like, I can't compete with these girls. And not for nothing, but honestly, she couldn't. She could not compete. She was going to go home today, no matter what.
Wow.
So,
you said she's going to the home Amazon Prime. You said she is.
Listen, if I was Kimora Moore and if I was doing the kind of drag that I was doing,
oof,
I would be nervous. I'd be like, okay, this is it for me. She's just being honest.
I think you're right, honestly. I mean, and they gave her so many chances.
They
should have, and frankly, they should have given Suki Doll or Stephanie Prince some of those chances. I think.
Absolutely. But then we would have been robbed with her whole slavery runway.
Right. Which we have to like, because if you don't like it, you're the problem. Okay, category is Dungeons and Dragons. I'm sorry, Dungeons and Drag Queens.
Okay, let me ask you this. What would you have worn in this challenge?
Oh, I think this is such a fun challenge.
I was like, oh, so many ideas. Oh my God, I love this. What would you have done?
Okay, let me be really stupid and say, what if you could do something with a lot of dodecahedron dices? And I mean, like, it's almost like a club kid look where you have like a wig made out of like...
So you coming in as a 20-sided die.
That part. Yeah.
Cute.
that, so you could have like a weird dodecahedron wig. You could carry that into the body, but if not, then it could be fun to kind of try to do that with a really chic troll. I want to do like the sexiest, horniest troll look.
Oh, like so the sugarcane troll?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Legendary. Yeah, that's my first stab. But honestly, something with a dodecahedron just because it's a little different. I don't know. What would you do? There's so much you could. I could go forever on this. What else? What would you do?
For me, I would come in as the dungeon master, but like sort of a nerd look. I would come in with like wet hair, big glasses, like
fun.
A little mustache, just
that's
like funny. Freckles everywhere. And I would have the Dungeons and Dragons like card up front.
Uh-huh.
And I would carry it and I would be like all like dressed up as like a geek. Ooh. And then I would have a reveal that I'd be like a stunning glamazon.
Ooh.
I would take off the wig and I would turn into the character that I'd be playing.
Like a glamazon mage or just like a straight up glamazon?
A glamazon, because in the Dungeons and Dragons like card thing, I would take out a bow and arrow and I would just be like, whew.
Oh my God. Would it be as sickening as Mercedes Iman's bow and arrow?
No, I mean, that's untouchable. You can't touch that glamazon.
Look,
no.
Look, bow and arrows are, we can't do that.
No, we can't do
that. It would be great if they were like.
Has another queen ever done a bow and arrow look on Drag Race?
Oh my God.
They said, that was it, that Sagittarius look? Aces.
I would live if Rue was like, inspired by Mercedes Iman Diamond. Category is? Bows you don't know how to use. being confused by the bow you're holding.
Category is bows and is that an arrow?
Okay, let's chirp and burp these looks. Okay. Oh, you know what? Before you do...
You interrupted yourself.
Go back, geometric. Go back. Silence. I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My break.
Yay! We're back and we're gonna chirp and burp these damn looks. We got geometric coming out. as
okay, what do we think?
Her words, Lizard McGuire. I really do like this. I see how like parts of the bodysuit are very simple, but I love the poison ivy leafing. I like the face applique. I like the wig that's all wavy and leafy. I like this.
Yeah, this is really good. Her makeup is really good. I think it's the best she's ever looked.
Yeah, it's
this like sort of droopy, sort of plant monster, very Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh my god.
I love. I'm here for it.
See more. I do want to
like,
see
it's
more.
It's like labyrinthy kind of.
It's great.
Reminding me of Labyrinth.
It is giving Labyrinth. I love it. It's giving Uma Thurman.
Like a Jim Henson puppet vibes. Like it's cute.
I love it. It's hot. Yeah, it is very, it's great. There's just, yeah, it's fantastic. And
yeah.
It's an absolute chirp. I love it. It's the headpiece is chirp, a little bit Medusa. Okay, Adriana giving the return of fucking the revenge of
not Sasha Bell's lobster dress.
Yes, yes,
you idiot.
The revenge of Sasha Bell.
You idiot. Oh my god.
I mean, it's the dress. It's the dress.
It's the what is it based off of?
A Mugler look, some sort of Mugler fashion Mugler, show.
Yeah, very 80s sort of look. What do you think? Do you love? I mean, is it better than Sasha Bell's? Very few things are. But this is, I mean, this is, I love it. I think it's super great.
I do like it. She's pretty good at being so weird. It's like almost bad, but then it's not.
Exactly that. You know, the thing with Adriana, she should really look into joining Cirque du Soleil because I feel like that's where her drag lives. Her drag lives in a very specifically Cirque du Soleil area, level. I think that's where, and this look is a personification of that.
It's funny, like the weird headpiece and like the front white hair, like it almost looks insane. She kind of, in a way, looks like Uncle Fester, but.
Well, what is it? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, what am I looking at? What is, like, what are you trying to say with this? You know?
How did she put this together? I don't even know.
But does it fit well? Absolutely. Does she look good? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does it meet the criteria? Yeah, it's a weird little freaking monster you would fight at a dungeon.
Yeah, I do like it. And she's good at beating her mug. I mean, she does really look good. I will give it a chirp. I like the weird flowy hand things.
Yeah.
Give it a chirp. It's a chirp. It's not like the best thing, but it's fair.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Chirp du Soleil, yeah.
Next we have Isis Couture coming out in this Queen of Cunts. Evil queen look. Bitch, you better motherfucking work.
I mean, she walked in and I screamed. Everything about this look is perfection.
It is. See, she should have won this
The girl
week.
Can dress. She could dress.
Her silhouettes have been so different.
So different. The hair piece, like the headpiece is so great. Like,
I love
all
this.
Of it. Conceptually, it's so
also
good.
Also, the like.
The bitch knows how to fucking walk. She knows how to fucking stop a runway.
The detail of this like weird sort of two-pronged like
like
chest
a lung sort of look.
Lace is somehow, I know it's incredibly ornate, but it's also so restrained.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of it's ornate.
Okay, come through, Nina Garcia. Suddenly she's a judge on Project Runway.
But do you know what I mean? Like it's like rather restrained, especially when I guess it's against this like latex material.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, this is a caca.
It's beautiful. And the face, I mean the mug. I have never been able to clock Isis's mug ever not once.
The headpiece, the
way it moves. I'm just impressed by the way that the movement of that outfit.
The gold.
The way she walks.
Also making gold with red and black work and it doesn't look like a mess.
No, it is a caca. This is the caca for me.
This
the
is I would like you. They could have given her a win, but they didn't because she just won.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner.
What do we think?
It's good. It's pretty. Oops. It's a little simple. It's good. This is good. It's a little simple. I guess the hair is really ornate and braided and wild, and she looks like a sort of Greek air, you know, goddess, sheer satin. What do you think?
It's a bit simple, but it meets the assignment. It meets the criteria. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks good. She looks really good. I think her body is, like, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that for a lot of her looks, you know?
Oh.
Where's the lie? Wow. And her hairpiece is really intricate. Is it simple compared to the other queens? Absolutely. But is it a bad look? No, not at all. I like this look.
Yeah, it's good. It's a chirp. There's the makeup is interesting. The dress could be more ornate, but it's still a chirp. Yeah. Okay. Kimora Amor as a raven woman.
Simone.
Fuck. Fuck. As Raven Simone. What happened was Jaden Dior Fierce's Raven didn't like the session, and they had gutted her.
She didn't die. She crystallized.
Yeah, she crystallized and came back as a phoenix. This is a tough one. I'm going to say...
Why is it a tough one? It's an ugly look. I hate it. It's a burp. The end. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? The sleeve does not fit her at all. It's wrinkly. Right away, I clocked that, you know? The lashes, girl, why? Mm-hmm. The nose contouring, huh? Excuse me?
She literally should have not worn the sleeve. Like, she literally should have, which would have been not that hard to, like...
No, cut those shits off. Yeah. Why do you need to wear sleeves with this?
Yeah, it was weird. It was just more. And
ooh, you said a more.
It was a more. And in a way that just drowned her. I mean, she...
Also, this is the same silhouette she's been bringing time and time again.
That's true.
It's the same dress and a different color with feathers on.
She does look like Big Bird in an oil slick, and that's not a good thing.
Oh, bitch. Not a Dove campaign with Big Bird.
Fuck. That's how gentle this soap is. No, it's a burp. It's silly.
It's bad. It's not cute. Mm-mm. No. Not at this stage of the game. Not now, Kimora. Mm-mm.
And then we have Bithia.
Okay.
Come on,
this was
Bithia.
A surprise for me. I mean,
this.
Did you not gag?
I absolutely gagged. I was like, fuck, Bithia's in the bottom until I saw the runway.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm
glad that they talk about the runways and that, yes, how that matters in the placement of the queens.
Absolutely. I mean, she's giving fucking Pride and Centaurus. Like, who the fuck does this? Like,
it's so good. It's very My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. With a centaur vibe.
Yes.
It's nice. It's cute. I like it.
It's insane. It is fucking... It's like an old Hollywood film meets a mythical wonderland. Like, this is so crazy. I love it. It's just so stupid. The butt is so funny. The fact she kind of like had like puppeting strings.
I know. She was able to make it move, which was really cool.
That's so cool. I mean, come on. This is great. This
and
is
like
a chirp.
Fits in the world of Dungeons and Dragons too. Like,
yeah,
someone would create this like cutesy little centaur Dungeons and Dragons.
You could almost argue it's the best. It's like the best take on the subject, because it literally is the intersection of Dungeons and drag queens. Like, it's like both of those things kind of equally.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Isis did it well too. I think that also met a really good intersection.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. It was a chirp. It was a big chirp.
Big old chirp.
And whatever.
Whose look was better, Isis's or Pythia's?
Ooh, that's tough.
Come on, rank them, bitch. Go ahead.
Rank them. Puck. See, this is hard, though, because they're giving you
look
such a... Okay, how about... You go first.
If you ever want to make
first.
Mono sweat, make
first.
Her decide something.
You go... Oh, okay.
If you ever want to make Mono really be stressed the fuck out, make her choose
honestly, I you're right. You're right. Because every day I think to myself, is Oscar uglier or stupider than me? And I have
and
a hard time. I
can't. Oh,
then you tell me which one's better first.
Isis.
Interesting.
Isis moved in a way that paid service to the dress and made it much more than just the aesthetic. Bethea is was very imaginative and fantastic, and would be the pick for me. Mm-hmm. Like I gravitate to that aesthetic, but Isis did something with that outfit that like Bethea couldn't.
Yeah.
Do. Sorry.
I'm gonna say, and you know this gives me kidney stones to say, I agree. It's a very good point, Oscar.
Okay.
Oh, fuck my life. That was hard. You know, I do want to say, we forgot, they have a really nice moment in the workroom where they talk about being enough as a gay man and, you know, how for some of them, coming out of drag is very triggering because, yeah. You know, they're used to feeling so elevated in drag and sometimes challenged by the way the gay community sees them as men. Speak on it, Oscar.
If this isn't something that I have literally regurgitated at you,
I know,
many, many times.
We won't shut up about this kind of shit.
I mean, when I said, ooh, it resonated, girl.
It resonated.
It resonated.
It's an ongoing battle. Yeah.
I know. But I mean, there is, because, you know, every time I do drag, I like feel super powerful. Like I feel super great, you know. Even though I look like a crunchy ass drag queen, there is an element of like, I'm not myself, so I'm allowed to do the things that I typically wouldn't do or feel really insecure about.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like Ozma, my drag character, is like very brave. I think, and I said this to you before, like, I think Ozma's like funnier than Oscar. Like, I think she's like so funny.
I mean, it's
like,
a pretty low bar. It's a low bar to hop over, but sure.
If you can believe it, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like not funny by any general standards, but she's funnier than me. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But she's just like quick, you know, and like, and she's silly, and like, I feel like I'm not allowed to do that or something. Like, I just feel very self-conscious sometimes as like myself. So it's true. It's like you put on this armor, you put on this persona, and then when you take it off, you're literally taking off a piece of your skin, your armor.
Yeah.
And you become super vulnerable, you know?
It's tough. But we've talked about this before, and it's also probably speaks to my struggles as a performer, even when I'm in drag.
You're just bad. There's no struggle, babe. You just
I mean, the struggle is the makeup is pained to be on my face. So it is doing everything it can to fall off. No, but I mean, I usually feel like myself in drag. But that could speak to how I have, you know, I have issues. Babe, I'm a magazine. I have issues, and I do have issues. Just like, girl, I have issues letting go into the fantasy because there's some part
of
me.
What's holding you back? What's holding you back from the
fantasy? I think, you know, I have a fear. I have a fear of losing grip of reality. Like,
what?
I grew up around such mentally unhinged people. Like, uh-huh. The mental illness in my family is like is a cornucopia.
Oh, no, it's official. Oh, no.
It is official. So, like, yeah, I have certified. Such a fear mm-hmm. of letting go mentally that uh-huh. I'm like, okay. Like, I it scares me to let
so
go.
So, what you're saying is that you keep yourself in check.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
I still have fun the same. In drag, but I'm like, I can't let go. I can't let go probably as much as I should.
That's really funny because I do that. I don't have that in drag. When I'm out of drag, I'm constantly checking myself, constantly being like, you're not allowed to like believe in yourself. You're not allowed to hype yourself. Uh-huh. Like, do you know, for that fear of like becoming a delusional monster?
Mm.
Like, but when I feel like when I'm in drag, I can give myself that permission to feel like I am that bitch. You know what I mean? And so like, I just wear that and like unapologetically am the most confident thing in the world. And that feels great. It's just like, there's still a disconnect between me trying to take that into my out of drag self.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why aren't we?
Girl,
I don't know. I think like,
with,
not to bring it back to race, not to bring it back to race or anything like that, but like,
wow.
Why do we specific, and I can't speak for you and I'm not going to, like for me, I feel like I'm not allowed to be as confident as like cis
mm-hmm.
white, straight white men. Like for some reason, I'm still keeping myself in check being like, don't speak out of turn. Like you are brown, you are chubby, you are short.
Mm-hmm. Well, girl,
like all these things that will keep like keep myself in check to be like, don't do this. Like, you don't have the authority to like believe in yourself because of these things, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I just wish I could just like toss all that aside and be like, get out of here.
You definitely deserve to, but I do relate. I do relate to this because when people say representation matters, I'm like, I agree. And I can't wait to see myself represented in some way on TV. Because I'm like,
that's it. And I, that's important. Yeah.
I, can you literally think of anyone that reminds you of us that's on TV?
The only person that even was sort of like an inkling to me was Ricky in My So-Called Life.
Uh-huh.
Wilson Cruz, who, you know, is has done so much for the gay community in the 90s. But like that sort of
true.
That doesn't exist anymore, you know.
And I think of Tony Shalhoub, but Monk's been off the air for a couple years, girl.
Wait, Tony Shalhoub is the person you look up to?
Tony Shalhoub is the only person who I'm like, okay, I think that
you
represents me.
Oh God. Well, see, and therein lies the issue. Therein lies the issue.
I'm not even joking.
Please bring Monk back for Mono, please.
So whatever, Kimura is done. Speaking of people who have gotten in their own way,
fully checked out. Yeah.
Kimura checked out. She's in this Untucked saying, "I'm packed, girls. I'm out. Yeah.
I'm going
mentally
home.
Out of the building."
Yeah.
And that continues to prove true when we get to see this lip sync.
Okay, this lip sync.
How do we talk about this lip sync?
I mean, besides calling it an absolute mess.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
It was a waste of our time. It was
uncomfortable to watch. It was uncomfortable. And what was even worse is that we saw clips of the queens behind them,
yes,
also feel incredibly uncomfortable throughout the whole lip sync.
We
and
yes.
You know, props to Gia for like pushing through,
yes,
and like still churning out a lip sync. But I would have stopped. If I was Gia, I'd be like, I don't feel very comfortable. Please back off,
right?
Because it was like it's just as bad as Mimi on first India Farah.
It's almost worse because
it's worse. Yeah.
It's at least with that there was a release, right? Even though there was assault, it was like this was just a continued lurking.
Yeah.
It
just
stupid.
Like prevented Gia from performing her the way she wanted to perform.
And it was totally Kimura just ruining herself and like ruining her chance to even if you're going to go out doing your kind of performance. Like, this was insane.
It was so odd. It was so odd. All Gia did was go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it was like, I don't even... Also, the lip sync song was... I didn't like it.
It was goofy.
Like, why this? Why this song?
It was very goofy. I didn't even get to enjoy Gia's performance. I don't even know how good or bad it was, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because
that's true.
I was just watching Kimura do the weirdest thing in the world of like being behind her and following her.
And like Kimura talked about it and was like, that was the first thing I could think of, just being this annoying.
I don't believe that.
What do you think happened?
She said herself, I want to go home. So she was like, how can I ruin this lip sync and absolutely go home?
You know, I got to say, like, these kind of lip sync, it always surprises you when a queen throws in a towel because these bitches get really creative.
Yeah.
We've seen them walk out of the stage.
Yes.
We've seen them refusing to say words. And now
yes.
we can add... hovering over the
yes.
the opponent.
As much as Drag Race has a rigid structure, we continue to reinvent the wheel with weird shit like this.
And did you ever think for a second that it would be Kimura Amor?
Yeah.
That would add a piece to legacy of queens who self-sabotage lip syncs?
No. No. Not based on what she'd said in every other episode, because in every other episode... she just, you know, stared right down the barrel and went, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba, you know, like, and then insert whatever words you want in there. But that was the cadence.
Yeah, seriously.
But that was so weird. And I think it's so funny that the judges went.
Amanda Brugel was like, the fuck was this shit?
She literally said that was weird as shit.
Yeah.
Like, how?
Which I'm glad.
Yeah. What was happening there is what they say.
And then Gio looks at Kimura.
Awful. And
I mean, how much, like, what do you think Kimura was going, like, what was in her head after that lip sync?
She didn't feel good. She didn't feel good. We just wanted to let you know that was weird as shit. I mean, and also this is Canada, who's, you know, usually like so, I mean, I guess they have a reputation for being really super kind to each other. And they were like, listen, we have to say that was weird. We can't, obviously you're dead, but we have to say.
But it's so funny weird. To me, like a queen like Kimura Amor, which is all about Amor, about heart, was like
right.
doing this weird thing. It just like, I didn't really understand this at all. I was so befuddled by it. It was so confusing.
No, ma'am.
But, you know, she needed to go. The right queen went home.
Yes. Yes.
And I think now is going to be tough to be like, okay, who's going home next, you know?
Yeah. Who do you want to guess who you think is going to go home next? What is... Oh,
I know who's going home next. I saw the episode.
I see. I haven't seen the episode, so I'm... I'm as fresh as driven snow.
Driven snow? No, what?
Yeah, and you haven't heard that phrase either? You don't know that phrase?
No, I really don't get it.
Jesus Christ. This isn't my fault. This isn't my fault that you don't know... You don't know English.
Freshly driven snow? There's fresher snow. What? Undriven snow is fresher than driven snow.
Is it? Am I saying the phrase wrong?
Girl, you're saying something wrong.
Hold on.
I don't even know the phrase.
Fresh.
Oh, God, she's Googling it right now.
I have to know. Nope, I'm right. Fresh as the driven snow. Yep.
But undriven snow is fresher.
I think that doesn't mean you've driven on it. I think it means like it's like a like you know like smoothed out or something. I don't know the origin. What is that?
Okay, well, I don't. It's confusing to me.
I don't know the origin, but but go off, sis. If you want to blame the English language some more for what I'm saying, go off.
I'm not blaming the English language. I'm blaming you at the delivery of that turn of phrase. I didn't like it.
Girl, this is some self-saboteur.
You could have said that. You could. It was nicely written, Pythia, but you could have delivered it.
This, fuck. Well, Ariana, we don't know what the fuck you said this episode. It was like Dracula because
she
your
was
cheeks.
Funny. There were funny moments.
Oh,
there were
God.
Funny moments in her roast. You can't deny that.
Whatever, Oscar.
You can't deny that.
I hate you. I love you. Thank you for talking Canada's Drag Race with me. Where can people support you?
People can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. You can also follow me and Mono's podcast, Podcast Kill the Video Star, at Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram.
I love that. It's true. It's very true. You can support us by following us at Dragger Podcast. We might be doing some lives very soon. We'll see.
Ooh.
We'll see. You have to stay tuned to see if we'll like unlock that content for y'all's. We love doing it. At Dragher Podcast and give us 5 stars on the Apple reviews and leave a review with your words. They make our lives so damn good. Y'all have given us some absolutely appreciated love lately. And I wanted to hopefully read one of these lovely reviews because they have been pouring in.
Yeah, scroll through the 1 and 2 star reviews.
Hold on. Still going. Still going. This is from Spy Harriet. It's the only Drag Race review podcast. Funny people yakking about DR. What's not to love? Poopy!
Aw, Poopy! A reference to our lives.
We
How sweet.
Love it. It's hilarious. It's beautiful. And if you're enjoying this Canada's Drag Race content, stay tuned. You know you got 14 coming up and all kinds of other bullshit we'll chit-chat about.
We will always have something to do, Mono. Oh. There is no break for us, honey.
No.
Always be dragging, honey. No. Always be dragging.
Always be dragging. Well, Oscar, I hate you with all my heart.
I hate you too, bitch.
With all... Well, till next time. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.